Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys.
Hey guys, in this video, I want to talk about why only 5% of dropshippers succeed, right? So why only like 5% of people, in my experience, get to like seven-figure, eight-figure level from everyone who tries dropshipping. And like dropshipping as a business model, it is so simple because like, I mean, compare like dropshipping, for example, to let's say Cruise Lines business, right? Or compare it to even like auto dealership. Compare it to like grocery store, like with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of SKUs and distribution centers and like all sort of like moving parts. If you think about it from that perspective, if you compare it with more complex businesses, then dropshipping as a business model, it is very simple. So why only like 5% of people, that just like from my calculation, from my experience, actually make it happen and make it to like seven, eight figure level. By the way, guys, like this video, subscribe to my channel. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel, guys. So why only like 5%? A few reasons, right? Like, first of all, a lot of people, they approach like dropshipping, for example, as kind of like some sort of like a loophole, right? Like temporary, like hobby, like you jump on it, you make some money very fast, then you block buy. And that comes from a lot of people like on YouTube, on Instagram, flashing cars and stuff. And they create that lifestyle of that. That's pretty much how you run your business. And that's why you run your business. I mean, Lamborghini is, or like buying a car, it's obvious, it's cool, you know, it's cool to buy a car. It's cool to have that kind of like reverse for yourself. But it's not as is, at least for like smart business owners, it's not as like the end game of running a business. So for example, it's not like end game of running the business, because if your goal is to buy a Lamborghini, I mean, first of all, like your goals will be like very low. Like Lamborghini costs like $200,000, $300,000 or $500,000, let's say $500,000 if you want to buy like some very like loaded one. But the goal itself is low, because if your business is not making you fulfilled as is, if like, let's say you're running a business, maybe you hate it, like you hate your guts, you know, when you're running, like you hate the product that you sell, but then you buy the car and kind of like you compensate for some of that. So now you don't feel as bad because you drive the car that you always wanted. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not sustainable, right? Because it doesn't fulfill you in any way, right? You don't reinvest money back into the business because you don't like it, and because you want to enjoy like too much stuff. Like today, you want to enjoy the car, and you want to enjoy the going for the yacht, renting the yacht, and you want to put some photos on Instagram to impress other people that don't even like give a shit about you. Like, so you do all of that instead of putting money into the business, instead of like, okay, maybe it's dropshipping, but maybe we could build a brand out of it. Maybe we could improve the product. Maybe we could improve the quality. Maybe we could improve the shipping. Maybe we could improve the packaging. Maybe we can do something good with it, right? And build something that's really valuable. But instead of that, that short-term focus just like destroys like most of the entrepreneurs, which is good for me, right? It's good for successful entrepreneurs because they have less competition. And people in our community, they're like destroying them and putting them fucking out of business, which is awesome. But if you're one of those people, then you might want to think like to readjust, right? Because at the end of the day, if the goal of the business is to buy you a car and to buy like and to flash, you know, some of that stuff on social media, then it will be very hard for you to compete with business owners that like reinvest back into the business, that are optimizing processes in their business, that are optimizing for the profitability in their business, and then reinvesting back and hiring and building teams and building the infrastructure. So if you are like short-term and those people like are long-term, it will be extremely difficult time for you to compete. And so this is why, like, some people, you know, they make few dollars, for example, with dropshipping, they get some success, but now they made some money, but now they blew all of that money on stuff that they don't need, on stuff that they probably have, like, payments, monthly payments to pay, right? So now they simply don't have the capacity even to, like, reinvest back into the business, which they had, but they wasted that opportunity, and this is it. And so they never get to that level because now, like, the overhead grows, right? They have to just maintain, like, to pay for the car, to pay for all of the stuff that they bought, and they don't reinvest business and someone else does. And again, guys, like, think about 5 years from now. I can guarantee you it will be more competitive, it will be more difficult. Facebook might not be even, like, the main channel in 5 years for advertising. Might not be even cost sustainable because see how CPMs go, like, since, like, 5-10 years, right? Like, CPMs only go up. So in 3-5 years, CPMs will be higher. Whether you'll be able to afford to advertise on Facebook, if you don't, like, have unique product, if you don't have great customer experience, if you don't have a very strong backend, that will be very, you know, good question, whether you'll be able to advertise, whether you'll be able to afford it. So the opportunity is now to take advantage of it. But it is now where, when you have to reinvest back into the business, when, so this is why, like, 95% people don't succeed, because they'll spend money on these, like, luxuries, which they always wanted to enjoy, and that's totally understandable. But now they don't have capital to invest back into the business and build something sustainable out of it. So that's on the short-term gratification, right? Like, I would summarize it as a short-term gratification. You want to think, like, now. You don't want to wait. You want to think now instead of, like, waiting for them. If you're like, short gratification, like me, like, instant gratification guy, like, or a girl, like, don't subscribe. Don't subscribe to my channel. Nothing on my channel is, like, short-term gratification. It's about the sustainability and about the continuous growth and evolution. Anyways, that's on one side, right? On the other side is, it's about being in the right environment. A lot of people start dropshipping, right? But they're learning from some, like, 20 different resources. They're learning from, I mean, maybe their friends who don't know what they're doing either. And their environment itself is not producing kind of, like, the mindset and the attitude that they need to do well. So, for example, in our private community, my private mastermind, E-Commerce Scaling Secrets, we have people that, you know, doing, like, I mean, 7 figures, like, almost everyone, 8-figure level, multiple 8-figure level. And so if you're in an environment of those type of people, right, then the mindset shifts that you will experience would be transformational, because you will believe, oh, actually, it's not that difficult. Okay, so all I need to do to take my business, let's say, from 6-figure level to 7-figure level are these few adjustments. And not even, like, it's in our community, it's so amazing because, for example, you can see all of the conversations that people have among each other. But also, let's say you want to connect with someone, like, one-on-one, you can just DM them and connect with them personally and ask them whatever you want. Look, okay, so what help? What are the main leverage points you have right now in your business? Or how do you structure your team? So any of the questions that would fill the gaps and take, let's say, moderately successful entrepreneur who is, like, 6-figure level to a 7-figure level. So those kind of things you need to surround yourselves with. For me, I'm thinking about the biggest progress I've had. One of my probably biggest regrets was not spending enough on buying access to people, on buying the access and environment and exposure to some people and masterminds. Because thinking back, like, those have been the things that made the biggest impact on me. Seeing other people younger than you, but younger than you, like, growing the businesses faster than you, more efficiently, and doing bigger numbers than you, in terms of business like motivation, for a competitive type of entrepreneur who always wants to like dominate, that's the best thing you can wish for yourself. So for me, that was the environment. And that's, I think, for most people, because they're obviously trying to figure out by themselves. And some people do. Some people do figure out by themselves. But most people will not, because they're just like too caught up in their own ways. They don't get any external feedback. They're trying too many different things at the same time. It simply doesn't work. And time goes by. As time goes by and you're trying to do something, you're trying to like scale your business from like six figures to seven figures, and you try and try and try again, over time you get discouraged. Over time you're like, shit, I mean, I can't do it, right? Like, because like I've tried so many times. So putting yourself in the right environment is a crucial element. So short-term gratification. Second, it's a lack of the right environment, you know, the right information, the right insight, the right strategies. So that's number two. And the third is, that's very close to the second one, is the lack of accountability, right? So for example, inside of our community, we have people that are, you know, all like eight-figure level, Marek Wouter, like other guys. They connect with each other in like, so on top of everything that, you know, we have in our community, but they have their own like accountability group. So they connect with each other and they keep each other accountable. And what that does is, you know, let's say, all right, so you said like last week that you will do this and you'll be working on this, but that still wasn't done. What happened? Right, and so you're being called out, right? You're being called out. And I'm in masterminds where I'm being called out too. I say, for example, okay, yeah, I want to grow my business from like eight figure level to nine figure level. Okay, sure. So some people that are like nine figure level, like they, okay, so here's exactly what you could do. And I say, okay, awesome, yeah, I'll do it. And then we'd meet, you know, like, 1-2 months, okay, so how is everything? So you said that you will do this, this and this. And then I feel like shit, like, because I said that I will do it. Now I will double, triple check that I actually got it done, because I don't want to feel like shit. So lack of accountability is a big one. People hiding behind their laptops. And I mean, that's part of our business. I mean, that's what makes it good and makes it bad. I mean, we are like remote, location independent, we can work from anywhere, but in actually getting stuff done, it's so easy to hide behind the laptop because no one keeps you accountable. So being like in the right community, in the right environment helps so much. So saying where you could be and what type of community or environment you can be so that you actually feel accountable for the stuff that you do. That will make so much impact because you will see the right people, you will see what's possible, right? And now you also, like, if you have these like small accountability groups, now you'll be also accountable for the stuff that is that you promised that you will deliver, that you will do, and you'll make sure that that stuff actually gets done. So guys, these are the three main reasons. Again, the instant gratification, you want Lambo, so you don't invest back into your business. You remove your profits out of the company, and instead of like reinvesting back into the business, I mean, you can remove some, right? Like some profit, you can enjoy it, but make sure that majority of what you do is like, you reinvest back into the business, you hire great people, you see how things could be like systematized in your business or can be replicated. If you have like 1-2 successful stores, right? So it's either, okay, whether you could brand those stores, right? Make customer experience better, make shipping better, make product packaging better, make product quality better, or, and then expand it once that is done, you can improve the average order value, it can be more profitable, and you can scale with multiple traffic channels. You can build more sustainable, you know, 7-8 figure business. Or maybe like your products are what they are and you don't want to like improve them. Maybe you can run like not 2 stores, but let's say 5 stores, right, that are successful. And maybe kind of like you want to go like more short-term route for now, accumulate cash, accumulate capital, and then do something that is more like long-term. So whatever the path is, it's up to you, but identify what that is. And then the profits that you make from the business, make sure you reinvest, right? You reinvest into getting into the right environment, learning from the right people, being surrounded by the right people. Invest into being accountable. We don't know what we can do. Like as humans, we don't know what is possible because we don't know. Like until someone pushes us, that we realize what is possible. And so sometimes that pressure, that push comes from the inside. Because you're simply, if you're like highly competitive entrepreneur, like that push comes from the inside, because like you simply cannot have situation where other people out competing you, right? You're simply that competitive. So that's natural probably. But other than that, like if someone keeps you accountable, or you're in a small community of people that keep you accountable, that makes so much impact. Because you say you'll get something done, then after some time, was it done? If not, why? And you have to answer why it wasn't done, and it's very, very uncomfortable. So it teaches you to have no excuses and actually get stuff done. This is it, guys. Let me know if you like this video. What do you think in the comments? Maybe you have some other things that I have missed. As you can see, a lot of these, like, these are not tactical level things. A lot of these, like, tactical level, like having infrastructure of the ad accounts and building, you know, business on the more like stable ground. I mean, that comes with being in the right environment. Because if you would enter, for example, our private community and you would say like, oh, I have like one business manager, one ad account, our members would be like, what? You gotta level up. You cannot rely, like, if especially if your business depends on Facebook, you cannot have like one business manager, one ad account. Sooner or later, it will get you. And sooner or later, it will, you know, your business will be vulnerable to that. So you don't want to have that, and make sure that you build very solid foundation, you know. And again, that comes internally, that comes from the mindset, that comes from environment, that comes from accountability, and just being like more long-term oriented, reinvesting back into the business, reinvesting, hiring the team, building that infrastructure, investing into yourself. Those type of things, from my observation, differentiate 7-8 figure entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs that never make it with dropshipping model. So this is it, guys. Thank you for watching. Again, if you wanna join, by the way, our private mastermind, just connect with one of my team members. There should be a link below. See if we can help you. It's only for intermediate advanced people. Like we have very strict criteria of who we let in into our program. And if that's you, check it out. Like this video, subscribe to my channel. I'll see you guys in the next one. Thank you, guys.
Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys.